Okay, so if you look through Bereshit, Bereshit is one of those books that is extremely exciting.
By the way,
extremely exciting. But and when you think of Bereshit, what do you think about?
Sefer.
Avos.
What do you think about the Avos? You think about Adam. You think that there's right. Bereshit is really easy to remember. There's all these stories. Right? They're exciting. Right? Everyone, yeah, they're a bit strange. We got talking snakes. We have floods. We have, you know, whatever. We have promises. We have, you know, attempted sacrifices of children. We have brothers fighting, etc. What part of Sefer Bereshit do your eyes glaze over at? Ela toldot Adam, Ela toldot Noah, Ela toldot, etc., etc., etc. But you know, you always have to say this once in Sefer Bereshit because it will change the way you think about Bereshit. Rashbam makes the point, and a lot of modern commentaries have picked up on this, that really, if you take Torah on its own terms, it seems like it's the exact opposite. The main part of Sefer Bereshit are the Toledot. Right? That is the framing. That is the spine of the Sefer. And everything else is details. Right? Why do I think that? So if you look through Sefer Bereshit, how many times do you get Ela Toledot?
I don't know.
Four? You think four? You think seven?
All three.
Sefer Bereshit.
13 exactly.
Ten exactly. 10 times. What's the first one?
Adam.
Wrong.
Noah.
Wrong.
Shemayim Varetz.
Wrong. What? Shemayim Varetz. Right? Eila Dododa Shemayim Varetz Behi Barab. The children of Earth first. Who is, by the way, the children of Earth, probably?
Adam and Chava.
Yeah, Adam and right? Because he's Shemayim Varetz, right? He's made from Adam and God puts his spirit, right?
But that's only just Adam, really.
Really, Adam, not really Adam and Chava. Adam, yes. But the Sefer really seems to be about Toledot, right? That thing that our eyes glaze over at. So what could that mean? So if I ask you, here's a question that, again, this simple question, this insight should help you learn Chumash better forever, okay? What is the most basic division in or what is the division in Chumash? What are the... How are you supposed to learn Chumash? What book? How do you treat it? What is the unit? The basic unit you're supposed to be reading?
Parsha.
Wrong.
Aliyah.
Okay. If I ask you, right? If I ask you the theme of blank, right? Does it make sense for me to say what is the theme of Bereshit?
Yes.
Not so much. Right?
Why not?
Not so much, right? Right, because Bereshit doesn't really have a theme, right? Noah doesn't really have a theme. What has a theme?
Parshas.
No, not Parshas. So first, Psukim or Parshiot, Svarim. Right, you look at the Gemara in the first parak of Bava Basra, and it tells you, and you should know this, they are Chaf Dalet Sifrei Kodesh. There are 24 books in Tanakh. What are the first five? Bereshit Shemot Vayikra Bamidvar Dvarim. It's not Parshiot, right? There are books. What does it mean for something to be a book? It is a book, it has a theme. Right, we experience parshiot as sidrot, right? Bereshit, Noach, Lech Lecha. We think in the small units, psukim, maybe parshiot, p'tuchot, and sumot, forget prakim and never think about them again because they're irrelevant, right? They were made by Christians. They do not reflect the themes in the parshiot, so just ignore it. But the real division of Tanakh is into books. There are 24 of them. Right, with the exception of Treyasar, right, where you really do have 12 separate books that are then combined into one book so that they don't get lost, and that's what Gemara says, right, because it used to be a scroll, and you don't want, right, Avadia is like one perek, right, you make a book out of it, it's not, right, you're not going to be able to hold on to it. Besides for that, in general, Tanakh is divided into thematic books, and the thematic books in Chumash are not Parshiot, but they are Chumashim. And if you ask what theme runs through all of Bereshit, and you don't look just Bereshit, Noach, Lech Lecha, you realize that the thing that carries the day in Bereshit is Ela Toldot. Right? That's what starts and ends the book. So if I ask you, what is the theme of Bereshit as a book? So, what? Well, let's tweak that. Let's tweak that.
History of the world.
Tweak that also. It's somewhere between what Zev said and what Ariel said.
History of Jews. People.
No, it's between
history
them.
Of the people like of the world.
Yes. It's humans, the humans. History of how did we get from Bereshit, in Bereshit, who is God's chosen people?
Everyone.
Everybody. Noah. Who is God's chosen people?
Noah.
Still everyone. Meaning everyone else is dead, but whoever's left in the world, it's everybody. Right? Meaning it's Noah is chosen, and then Noah, as we discussed yesterday, has a recreation of the world. Right? We go through creation again. Right? And Noah is the father of humanity again. Right? And it's right, it's almost exactly parallel. Right? Remember, now if we come to Noah, yesterday we talked about how it's parallel to creation of the world, but it's even more than that. Noah is the new father of humanity, and how many sons does he have?
Three.
How many of them are blessed and how many of them are cursed?
Two and one.
Right, two and one, right? The parallels, right, are quite striking. And it's not just parallels. In this case, you could look at explicit psukim, right? How does the description start of after Noach leaves the Teva? Let me read you two psukim. Ele b'nei Noach, ume ele naftza chol haaretz. That's an explicit pasuk, right? This parak ten pasuk klav. These are the children of Noach, and from them all of or the whole world spread forth. And just a few psukim later, the ele toldo Noach, shem v'cham v'yavar v'eldu lahem banim achar mabul. And then you hear the actual children. But how is it that in Bereshit, the protagonists of Bereshit, the heroes of Bereshit, are supposed to be all of humanity? They're terrible. So God destroys the world of Noach, and he starts again, but still, who's supposed to be the father of humanity? Noach. And are there supposed to be divisions?
Nope.
Not really. Right? Not really. Right? So Canaan is cursed. Yaft Elohim liyafet v'yishkan oleshem. But he didn't pick a nation. And then what? And then, how does Shemot start?
With Moshe.
Not Moshe.
Shemot?
Yeah, how does Sefer Shemot start?
Okay,
Bnei Israel, before Moshe. These are the names of the people that went down with Yaakov to Mitzrayim. Right. And after Bereshit, from Shemot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim.
It's Moshe.
That's not Moshe. It's the story of the Jewish people.
I thought we're still talking about who's like the leader.
No, not leader. Who is the father of the... Who are the people we're talking about? We're talking about... So, no. By Lech Lech, we start talking by Avram,
yeah.
Right? We by time we open Shemot, we're talking about the Jewish people,
yeah.
Right? But Mati picked up on exactly the point. The fundamental question of Bereshit as a Sefer is how did we get, or why did we get from the point in Bereshit where God said, I want all of humanity to serve me, Noah, where God says, that didn't work, but let me try that exact plan a second time. Meaning, the first world didn't work. So the world 2.0, but still, we're going to have people who are all humanity and they're all going to serve me. And how is it that suddenly by Lech Lecha, we say, you know what? Forget it. I give up, right? I give up on all of humanity. We're going with Avram. But not just Avram. Because Avram has more than one child. How many children does he have?
Two.
Wrong.
Thank
you. Thank you. He has two at the beginning, and then he marries Keturah.
He has a bunch
and he has Midyan and Midan, etc.
You mean after when they both leave Hagar?
Keturah already has a third wife. Right? Chazal says it's a second wife that he remarried Hagar, but two or three wives, but he has multiple children.
Those are the ones that are not in adjuncts. Is that correct?
The Midrashim talk about this, but not. Let's just talk in Pesukim for a moment. And then Yitzchak has how many children? This time the answer is two. Thank you. And if you think about if you go through the Eilat Toldot, suddenly you realize that what is Bereshit answering? Bereshit is the fundamental question of Bereshit is how did it happen that God went from plan one, which was I choose all of humanity, to plan two, I choose a nation, such that from Shemot to the end of Dvarim, the characters are the Jewish people and not humanity. The answer is the stories in the middle of Eilat Toldot. But what's the point of Bereshit? Eila Toldot. Because you think about it, what is, how does it work? Eila Toldot Shemayim V'aretz B'Yevarim. This is the story of Adam, and he failed. So then, what do you get? So you get how humanity could have looked. Eila Toldot Kayin, they're written out. Eila Toldot Shait, and then we have a chosen child of Shait, which ends up being Noach. Noach has three children, right? But from there, we end up picking the chosen one, which is Avram. And then, for the rest of Bereshit, every time you have an Eila Toldot, right? In Noach, you have all the Eila Toldot of the three sons of Noach. But then, the rest of Bereshit, the Eila Toldot do what? They write out the people who are not, right? They exhaust it, right? Yishmael is not the chosen one. Here's his children forever. Esav. These are the children of Esav until there was a king in Yaakov. Until there was a king in Israel. Right? Meaning, Bereshit is the story of these were all the potential ways of how humanity could have played itself out, of who could have been chosen, and every time humanity moves forward and someone is chosen over someone else, we finish up their genealogy, right? Because by the end of Bereshit, what we want is these are the children of Yaakov. These are the children of Yisrael. And the stories are there to explain to you how God's hand in history made it that we went from plan 1 in Bereshit to plan 2.0 of plan 1 in Noach, which is let's try all of humanity again, but this time with Noach. And God saying it didn't work the first time, it didn't work the second time, forget it. Lech lecha, I pick Avram. And then at each stage I say, is it going to be all of Avram? No, it's not going to be all of Avram. Is it going to be all of Yitzchak? No, it's not going to be all of Yitzchak. And all of Bereshit is trying to tell you, how did we get there and why did we get there? And the stories are important, but the stories are there to answer a meta question, which is, why is it that the Jewish people are chosen? Why is it that they're the main characters after Bereshit? And at some level, therefore, the Eila Toldot are the main part. Now, the last thing I'll note, this is a point from Rabbi Chaim Angel, is the big question you have at the end of Bereshit, at the end of Sefer Bereshit, is what does it mean that we picked a new plan? And there are two very different ways of interpreting it. One is, God used to care about all humanity, and then he said, I tried that in Bereshit, I tried that in Noach, I give up, I only care about Avram. Right? I only care about Yitzchak, I only care about Yaakov. And Shmot tells you God no longer cares about everybody else, he only cares about the Jewish people. Possibility two is, I didn't change what I care about, God doesn't change what he cares about, he changes how he gets to the same goal. Meaning, I want all of humanity to serve me, but what's the best way of doing that? Is the best way of doing that by directly instructing all of humanity, or is the best way by focusing on a nation whose job is going to be to teach the rest of the world what it means to be godly?
So don't both happen in the end?
And the simplest answer, right? Probably the simplest answer, Tanakh, is which of those is right?
The first one.
The second one.
The simplest answer,
because in the middle of Shemot, when the Jewish people are chosen, right? It all leads up to the middle of Shemot. What are they called? Mamlechet Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. And what is the role of Kohen throughout Tanakh? To teach. Correct, but that's when you realize that Bereshit has been building up to this point, and then you combine it with the visions of Yeshayahu. Right? Vaviosim el har kodshi visimachtim beveis tvilasi. Right? That, what is the rest of it? Oloseim vizivchem l'ratzom mizbechi ki beisi beis tvila yikarei l'chol ha'amim. Right? That the beis hamikdash will be the beis tvila l'chol ha'amim. Which means that the simple, but Bereshit is the question of why does God end up choosing the Jewish people? The transition between Bereshit and Shemot, you have to ask yourself, okay, but what was it? Did God replace humanity with the Jewish people? Or did he simply change methods? And the simplest answer is that no, God said, I still care about all of humanity. I want them all to serve me. But the best way to do it is to pick a focus group who are going to internalize my lessons and then spread my message through the world. And that's the question. That trajectory is the one that Bereshit is tracing, and the one you should think about as we transition now from Noach Lech Lecha, because as Mati notes, that's really the right. This shift, right? Bereshit was all of humanity, but with Adam. Noach is all of humanity, but through Noach. The transition from the last parshia in Noach, which is Dor HaPelaga, not Dor HaPelaga, it's technically Dor HaPelaga, that's for you, Ephraim. Fine, right? Everyone calls it Dor HaPelaga, it's Pelaga, the generation of division. And then Lech Lecha, which opens with Avram, is the question of explaining how do we get there, why do we get there, right? And that's the question you should think about as we go on through the rest of Bereishit, because those stories are answering that larger question, which is in what merit and in what right did God say, okay, the Jewish people are going to take on the role I originally gave to all of humanity? And you'll see that Bereishit Yudchet Yutet will answer that question, but we'll get there not this week, but eventually. And then you'll know that it's Bereishit Yudchet Yutet, because you should always know that pasuk, but you'll see why later.